The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis. We're back, everybody. Welcome back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, and we tell lame jokes, most of them supplied by our listeners. Well, Robin has some, too, and every now and then I get to hear one, but, you know.
Well.
Lame jokes. Lame jokes.
I like that last joke.
Yeah, I know. I want to send out a personal thank you to Ira Siegel, who's the, what is he, production manager at the station there. Chris?
Yeah, he's a production manager.
Yeah, we did the commercials for Legacy Waters the other day. I think it was Tuesday. I was in the I was there, or maybe I don't remember what day. Tuesday or Wednesday? I don't remember. But I was having a tough time breathing. I have occasional bouts of asthma, and I did not have an inhaler because it's not on the what's that thing called for the insurance company. Insurance company wouldn't cover the inhaler.
Did you ever call them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wound up later in the week buying one cash, and I didn't have an inhaler with me. So it was a struggle to get through reading a one-minute commercial for Legacy Waters. So we recorded it in three segments. And to watch Ira use the machine to take out my breaths and my, you know, my pauses and that type of thing and put together the good sounding commercials that he did. I just want to say I'm extremely pleased and a debt of gratitude goes out to Ira. So, he's been there since I've been there and, 1988 and before, but I just, you know, I don't often get a chance to thank him on the air. So I just did. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What's our phone number, Robin, for the radio show to call in?
WCBM.
Say the rest of it.
Google it.
No, you should know that in your heart by now. 410
WCBM 680.
Right.
Yeah, I know. You caught me off guard. 410-922-6680.
When I do that to you, what?
You catch me off guard.
What's Clyde's address?
Hammond Ferry Road.
What's the number?
1234.
What's the phone number?
1-800, you're dead after this.
That's possible. Okay, we'll practice commercials.
Chris,
this week.
That threat didn't go out over the air, did it?
It did.
I know. I'm just kidding.
It did. 1-800, you're dead. Yeah, that's on speed dial for most husbands. Yeah.
Chris must be answering a telephone call.
Yeah.
That
he just
smart.
Passed out. Yeah, he's not weighing in on that. So. Anyway, I just went on our website, ellisoutdoors.com, and I'm very pleased with the way it's been updated. If you weren't listening the first hour, we've updated the website, made sure all the links to all of our sponsors are accurate and up to date. We've got a little bit of new stuff on there, but basically gave it kind of a little facelift. I looked at it on my phone, it looked really good. On your computer, you probably won't be able to get the photo page to come up. We're working on that link. Brian Bulldog Tilton is the guy that puts the podcasts up every week. And you can listen to the Outdoors and Radio Show, you know, 24/7, 365, through the website. You know, the podcasts are ready to go. But we've got a couple little tweaks to put up there. We want to put our, you know, our sponsorship advertising rates. We want to put our a couple little blurbs on the Meet Allen page about bucks, bears, stags, and Eastern Shore. And
Meet Allen page?
Yeah, it's a Meet Allen page. I think I have to make that Meet Allen and Robin now, won't I?
No, I'm not part of Ellis Outdoors.
Well, you're part of the radio show, though.
Yeah, but I'm not part of the business. You know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're saying. Anyway, you're on there. You know, you're on there. But what was I going? Oh, many of you remember the name Bulldog as a radio producer for one of the most famous radio hosts in the Baltimore area. And Bulldog's mother passed away suddenly yesterday. So we've been in the middle of this website revamp, and he's gotten called away from Florida to New Hampshire. So, well, we got a pile of callers on there. Let's talk to Henry.
Hi, Henry.
Yeah, okay. I just saw the website. I just met you. I just saw it. All right. Did you mention something about Gwin Oak Lake? I used to be through that area.
No, I didn't mention anything about it, but you're certainly welcome to mention it if you like.
Well, you used to live there, out there, by the Woodlawn area?
I did, yeah, at one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My zip code was in that area at one time.
Oh yeah.
21117 was my first zip code, and then I went, what?
You remember Gwin Oak Park, right?
Yeah, Gwin Oak Park, I remember that, sure.
Yeah, I'm still in there.
I got it. There was a murder in there at one point.
They got another lake over there at over there by the zoo, you know, right there where the light rail go at.
I got it. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So yeah, you've been in there. I'm a read up on you. Seeing you on the website.
All right, you do that. Appreciate that. Thanks, Henry.
Have a great day, Henry.
Let's talk to Bob. Morning, Bob.
Morning.
How are you?
A shout out to Miss Robin, Lion Roar.
Oh, there you go, Robin.
Yep. Always.
Yes, you brought back a lot of memories. You're talking about the Ebb Tide, and I remember that restaurant.
Oh, their cheeseburgers, too, and they had a Black Forest cake that would knock your socks off.
Mm.
Yeah. We used to have some nice restaurants around there back in them days.
Mm-hmm.
Circle Restaurant, all of them. I loved it.
Yeah. It was nice. I also remember as a kid sitting out by the highway and watching traffic sit there for hours. People mm-hmm. would get out eating picnic lunches and throwing frisbees because you just couldn't move.
Yep.
I mean, people sitting on 50 for hours.
Oh, yeah. We had a couple run over to the dental office and ask us for water.
Yeah, you know, John B. just weighed in on that same thing. Remembers being a teen and driving to the beach. Traffic backed up. The folks would open their trunks and drop their tailgates and get out of their cars. It was like a picnic on the highway.
Yep.
And you had to go down through Glen Burnie at that time, Ritchie Highway.
I remember
those
days.
Yep.
I got a few questions for you, Alan.
All right.
I was wondering what you heard about the oyster harvest this year and about... Second question is about worms and yellow perch, and the third question is when will white perch start running?
Okay, which one do you want me to take first?
It's up to you, big daddy.
All right, let's address the worms question. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. You will find worms in a lot of fish, and including white perch, including yellow perch, and Dale. Uncle Dale from Easton, fisheries biologist, was on a week or so ago and talked about that. There's nothing much you can do about it, and all you have to do is get those fish to the right temperature, and everything's fine. They're non-harmful. They won't do anything to you.
You can still eat them?
What's that? Yeah, you can still eat the white perch. Yeah, you can still eat the white perch, absolutely. But he said all members.
I'm talking about yellow perch.
I mean yellow perch. I apologize. Yes, they remember walleye, yellow perch, and sauger are all members of the same family. They all have worms in them, and you know they are. Most people would never see them, and if we didn't talk about it, nobody would really care about it because it's some of the finest eating out there. But once you cook that fish to temperature, you don't even have to worry about it.
Okay.
When will the white perch run start? Catching yellow perch now. This week is going to be big for yellow perch, and the white perch will be right behind them, or maybe mixed in with them. The temperature is going to be great, but it's more about the photo period, the daylight, the amount of daylight that causes these fish to start to spawn. So
days are getting longer.
Yeah, they are. No question about it. No question about it. So, and the third question was
oyster harvest this year. I haven't
kept up with it. I've heard some folks down here saying they're quitting because the oysters are small, they're not abundant, and you know, what's that?
Ain't getting nothing for them. Like $30 a bushel.
Right, and they're not getting anything for them. You're absolutely right. Yep, yeah. The market's not there. So,
right. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right, sorry I was a little less informed on the oysters, but, you know, maybe we'll have a waterman call in and tell us what's going on with that. So.
Okay, well, y'all have a great one.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right.
Have a great day, Bob.
Rudy, there's Rudy. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Robin. Good morning.
Hey, Rudy.
How are you both doing?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. That last call was a very good one, very diverse topics and very interesting.
Yes. Yes, how'd I do on the answers?
Very good, I thought. When I've caught yellow perch with worms, you hold the fillet up and you can see the worms, and I just cut them out.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Yeah, and as far as white perch are concerned, I did a study up at Unicorn Branch some years ago on release mortality, and I set up tanks in anticipation of the white perch showing up, and for 3 or 4 days, there was just nothing, and then I went there one day, and the stream was just chock full of them.
Wow.
It was like someone turned a switch. I couldn't believe it. Interesting.
Amazing.
But my question is last week I sat in on a webinar meeting about circle hooks. The circle hook committee from the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission was meeting.
Okay.
And people are trying to carve out exemptions, some of which are justified, where circle hooks really won't be of any benefit. But one of the questions they had was about enforcement. They said, any fish, any striped bass that is caught by bait when you're not using a circle hook should be returned immediately, whether it's legal or not. I think I'm articulating this the right way. Basically, if you're out there with your son or daughter fishing and for white perch with a J hook and fishing with bait and you catch and haul in a legal striped bass, that provision says that fish must be released. The arguments I heard, I'd like to get your opinion on this, were pretty diverse, and they both were very good. One was saying, okay, you're out there with your 10-year-old son. He's never caught a striper before. He brings in a 22-inch striper, beautiful fish. He's so excited. You got to throw it back. He's brokenhearted. The other thing that was pointed out was you're teaching your son ethics. This is the rule. Look at this beautiful fish. Enjoy it for a moment and release it. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that there needs to be a period of time for the public to get educated. And, you know, if you're going to hit them with that, there better be some discretion on the part of enforcement.
Yeah, one of the enforcement guys was there saying, look, it is the law. You're teaching your child what the ethics are, what the law is.
Right.
It must be obeyed. Even if it's a nice fish, it was caught basically illegally, even though you weren't targeting it.
Right. Yep.
That's hard.
That is a difficult one. Of course, you know, everybody comes up with the worst case scenario or some scenario that may or may not happen in real life. You know, what if thing.
Exactly.
You know, what if I'm out there with my 10-year-old and he happens to catch a 22-inch striped bass while we're targeting, you know, perch. Well, okay, then fish with smaller circle hooks.
Mm-hmm.
If you're fishing for white perch.
Yeah.
And if you catch a striped bass and you've got a number two circle hook, then you're legal. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
So it's just not so what we have to do is get those purveyors of fishing tackle to stock the smaller sizes of the circle hooks. Many of them do because, you know, a lot of people use circle hooks for a lot of different types of fishing. And, you know, if you got a pack of Eagle Claws in your tackle box from 20 years ago and you happen to pull out a pack of number 4 Eagle Claws, you go, oh, these will work for white perch. And you do catch a striped bass, you know, on a bloodworm or whatever when you're fishing for something else and have to put it back. 99.44% of the anglers would not put it back. They would risk it.
Yeah.
And of course
same
that.
It, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm just putting the reality out there. I think I'm putting the reality out there.
Yeah. Well, the same thing applies to, let's say you're fishing just like that, and you catch a 22-inch striped bass when the season's closed.
Yes.
You know, yeah, it's a beautiful fish, but you know, the season's closed.
Well, there's sure. I mean, well, there is. That's easier to understand than the type of hook I'm using,
yeah,
and if I'm targeting something else, you know.
So, I was just curious your opinion because
it's something to think
that's
about.
That's really
what?
That's just that's hard.
Well, I look.
I know you're teaching your kid ethics, but man, he's got this thing that might be a once in a lifetime. Just hard.
Yeah,
I know it's the law.
Yep.
It's interesting that you just mentioned fish of a lifetime. That brings back memories to Devin Nolan. Remember him?
I remember Devin Nolan.
I remember he was on your show one time.
Yes,
and
he was.
I was on the bay, probably about a half or quarter mile away from him and his dad when he caught the fish. In those days, it was VHF radios. And I remember his dad saying, my boy just reeled in a fish. He said, every bit of 50 pounds, 55 pounds. He said, it bottomed out left my 50-pound scale. And it was 67.8 pounds.
Yeah, I was going to say it was just under 68 pounds. You're right.
Yeah. Wow.
And remember, you had him on your show.
I did.
And at least one person called in and berated him for that fish was full of eggs. You
mm-hmm.
said, let the fish go. I said, if that was me, no way.
Yeah, exactly. State record. It's still the standing state record for the Chesapeake
yeah,
Bay.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
So, yep. Yeah, Devin, I guess Devin, I don't know how old Devin is now, but, you know, Devin, if you're listening, you'd like to call, we'd love to hear from you. So
that was probably 35 years ago.
Sure.
Wow.
I liked it when
well,
you go out of the bay like that and people would talk each other on the radios back and forth.
Yeah.
And
I've said this before, and I'll probably say it again. My most memorable experience of all the radio chatter I've heard on the bay was when we were on a sea duck hunt. And our captain was talking to a captain across the bay. And as they were talking, and the mics were keyed on both ends, captain says, hold on. And he had the mic keyed, and you hear the sea ducks came in, and you could hear his party shoot at the sea ducks on the mic. Boom, 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 boom. Okay? So we were talking, and all of a sudden we heard boom, 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 boom. We heard the sound at the time it occurred, and then we heard the same sound the second time as the speed of sound, 1,100 feet per second, brought it to us across the bay. How about that, huh?
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. So, well, Rudy, thank you for your call, buddy.
You're very welcome. You guys have a great day, and hopefully we'll cross paths soon.
Please tell the missus I said hi.
I shall do it. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, let's see who we've got. After Rudy, we've got Ken on the line, and we got Uncle Dale. So let's talk to Ken, and then we'll take our first break. Sorry, Dale. Go ahead, Ken.
Morning.
So
talking about the Chesapeake Bay Bridge.
Yes.
That's the closest point from A to B across the bay.
Got it.
And they had to make that angle for the shipping so the ships could get under, not go under on an angle.
Ah, okay.
So I've been down there on Kent Island since 82.
Right.
Grew up in southwest Baltimore County.
Okay.
And that's why they did that. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they need a third bridge there so that when one goes down, they can have a backup.
I got you.
Commuting for the last 40 years to the Western Shore.
Right.
And, most of the time it's not a problem, but...
every now and then.
Like going on vacation every day on the way home.
Mm-mm. I did it for 5 years. I thought I was going to lose my mind.
Right now I'm sitting in Ellicott City at work in... 5 days a week. But, so here's a dumb dad joke.
Okay.
What's the difference between a male snowman and a female snowman?
Go ahead.
Snowballs.
I like
All
that.
Right. And with that, we're going to let you go.
That was a good one. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much.
You too. All right. We listen to you.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. You put it off long enough. Spring has sprung. Time to dress up that backyard for fun times and crab feasts and reunions with your family and friends. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, that's your go-to place for making backyards fun. There's a giant selection available of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including many, 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 many tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs. You can see that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, the Big Green Egg, the Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings, and freestanding deck umbrellas. Those are neat. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Guess what? It's time for Clyde Sports Shop 10-day sale. Friday, March 15th through Sunday, March 14th, tackle for perch and trout on sale. Save on premium monofilament line for just half price. Half price. In other words, if it's 3 cents a yard, you get it for a penny and a half. That's right. It starts at 1 cent per yard. Take in your empty spools and have them installed with the brand-new monofilament line. It doesn't include the Power Pro braid. Just the mono. Hey, Shakespeare Ugly Sticks and Shakespeare Rods and Reels are on sale. The Pfluger Rods and Reels are on sale. The Spinning Reels featuring the President Series from Pfluger are on sale. Penn Spinning Reels are on sale, too, featuring the Battle 2 Series. Kids Combos and Fishing Kits are on sale. Trolling Lures on sale. Clark Spoons, Sea Striker Planers. And check out that great selection of St. Croix Rods. For live and frozen bait and minnows, crabbing supplies, fishing licenses, rod repairs, and lures, hooks, and all kinds of terminal tackle for any type of fishing, lots of rockfish lures as well. Visit Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit number 9. 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. They're open 7 days a week. We'll be right back after this.
Well, it's a cool weekend underway here for Baltimore with highs today near 46 degrees. Crisp numbers tonight. We're down into the mid-20s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 44 and a low tomorrow night of 24 degrees. Big warm-up just around the corner, though. Next week, we're talking high temps pushing up close to 70 by Wednesday and Thursday. Real spring preview for much of the east and much of the heart of the country next week. And a dry stretch of weather for us here in Baltimore. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680. WCPM.
Cakes and rockfish too. We thank the Lord and said the blessing, but what we forgot to do was to thank the man who by hand helped put food upon our plate. The man that dipped the crabs, hooked the fish, and cut the bait. The man that works our rivers, he's our neighbor, he's our friend. His backbone and his folks, the way he makes his living. Talking about the man. Talking about the water man.
All right.
Talking about the
you man.
Know,
let's talk to Chuck.
Real quick before you do that. I said yuck to one of those videos about the animals barking
yeah.
stuff. I just watched it, and what they do is amazing.
On you Legacy know, Waters?
Legacy Waters. I said yuck because of the stuff coming out. But what they do is absolutely amazing.
Oh, did you see? Did you go down and see how they collect the sediment in the bags? On their Facebook page?
Yes, I did.
That's
it's
pretty
really cool.
Cool. They when Legacy Waters cleans out the sediment in a pond, it all goes into big bags that are on the shoreline. These are porous bags. The soil doesn't come out, but the water does. And as the water comes out and the bags, you know, they continue to fill, but when they get to a certain point, they've got to stop. And they cut the bags open, and you can unload the soil, which is tremendously rich soil, to fill in holes or spread on your property or, you know, they actually told me they're building a turf farm down in Virginia where they're cleaning out, some water hazards on a golf course down there. So, I mean, there's, you know, it's all recyclable, but the invasive plants are gone from your pond. The weeds are gone from your pond, you know.
The yucky dead animals.
Yucky dead animals.
I just wanted to be fair because I said yuck to the animals.
I got it. I understand.
Cool.
So part of life, though, when you're doing that kind of work. So, hey, let's talk to Chester.
Hey, Chester.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to call and say I'm a first-time caller, and I wanted to share something with you and your lovely wife.
Okay.
Okay. I'm coming home, and as I get on my block, there's a 8-point buck, a big buck, standing in the middle of the road. And I'm beeping my horn at him. I'm flashing my lights. I even put it in park and run the engine up, thinking he would move. He would not budge. I was wondering what was going on.
He was marking his territory.
Yeah, well, about 20 seconds later, here come the mom and three babies.
Mm-hmm.
And once they crossed over, he gave me one last glance looking back and tilted his head like men do when they say hello to each other, like to say thank you, and then walked off. I thought that was amazing.
That's pretty cool.
That's really a cool story. I like that.
Yep.
That's the kind of story I really enjoy. Thank you, Chester.
I couldn't believe that he would not budge. Usually when they see headlights, they take off, but not this fella.
What time of year was it?
He was being a gentleman.
It wasn't even a week ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wasn't even a week ago. But then where I live, they come out of the woods quite a bit, so I slow down just to let them cross. But he wasn't crossing. He stood there, stood his ground.
Wow. A week ago. That's amazing. He still has his antlers,
yeah,
you know?
Antlers have been staying on late this year.
Oh, yeah. He was big. God, he was big. Now, before I go, I have a corny joke for you, and it's clean.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Chester.
Sure.
If in the next couple of weeks you want to go where you saw him cross or you saw him come from, you might be able to find those shed antlers.
I never thought about that. See, I didn't know they did that. See, I'm not a hunter.
Oh, I see. They lose their antlers every year and regrow them every year.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, you learn something new every day. Like I said, you're not too old to learn something.
All right, let's hear your joke.
I'm going to hear the joke.
Like I said, you ought to start a thing for the best joke of the day because I think you'd have a lot of people. That last one with the snowball was great.
Okay. Good.
Well, I got one for you. What is the difference between the people in Dubai and the people in Abu Dhabi?
I do not know.
I don't know.
Well, the people in Dubai don't like the Flintstones, but the people in Abu Dhabi do.
Believe it or not, we have listeners there.
Really? Really? That's good.
Yep. We'll get an email here later from one of our listeners in Abu Dhabi.
Right. So
all right, man.
Thank
I appreciate
you so much,
it.
Chester. I like that.
Thank you for your time, and have a good day.
Take care.
I'm going to remember that. I'll be Dobby Doo.
Uncle Dale, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Thanks for waiting.
The snowman joke on a scale of 1 to 10, that's about a 12. that was priceless.
Gotcha.
Interesting call from Rudy.
Yeah.
I think I know the answer to this question, but what if you're fishing with a shad dart and a minnow?
Ah, exactly.
There's no circle hooks on shad darts, and you catch a nice striped bass.
And it's an artificial.
I assume, since you're using a minnow, you'd have to return it. But
right,
there's a lot of corollaries to that question. It's going to be very interesting how law enforcement would interpret that.
It's all about the enforcement part. Nobody wants to break the law.
No, right.
Nobody wants to break the law, but you know. In some cases, there has to be discretion on the part of law enforcement, and in most cases, I think there is.
You would hope so. You would hope so.
Yeah.
So, yep. In terms of worms and fish, another group of fish that is prevalent to worms is members of the drum family, red drum, particularly black drum.
Black drum, you don't need to hold them
up to see the worms.
I've seen them. Right along the backbone. Yep.
Yeah, size.
Yep, no question.
Yeah. So,
and, well, you know, black drum is interesting. The first time I ever ate black drum was in Cape Charles. Imagine that. And, but I've been on site where they've been cleaning them with the garden hoe for scaling them, you know, and cut them open and lay that fillet off the side, and there's those worms right along the backbone. You know,
oh yeah.
I don't know if I'd ever eat another red or black drum. You know, the red drum, of course, came into popularity in, I don't know when, the mid-'80s, for a black and red fish, which launched the CCA, the Coastal Conservation Association,
right.
You know.
On the Gulf Coast.
And yeah, on the Gulf Coast, no question. So.
Yeah. Robin, do you remember, and I don't know whether you were there early enough or not, there used to be across from Fisherman's Inn a couple of places where you could buy fried oysters and fried clams. They were
yes.
Like, they weren't shacks, but let me tell you what, they were as good fried clams and fried oysters as you'd ever want to eat.
Yes,
was it
a
Howard Johnson?
I don't remember the name of it.
It was not a Howard Johnson.
That's yeah, what I used to get when I go to Howard Johnson.
You know, also
that's
had
like
really...
Howard Johnson's fried clams were delicious.
You knew who else had good food down there? That place that burnt down, Anglers.
Yeah.
Anglers. Next time you go, I can't remember the name of them either, Dale, but I know where you're talking about.
Yeah, it was right opposite. It was. They weren't very fancy, of course. It was just like drive-ins.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, they were almost like the clam shacks up you see up north now.
I love that Anglers Inn restaurant. Used to eat there a lot.
I loved it. I really, really loved it.
Yeah.
Dale, next time you all do coffee, I'm sending the address to that lady that has that hair and charm, something you should think of for the missus, because I think she would really like it.
Gotcha. That'd be nice. I appreciate that.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for weighing in. Talk to you later.
Be in touch.
Take it easy.
Coffee this week. All right, let's talk to Johnny. Johnny, good morning.
I'm here.
Thanks for holding.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing good. You?
Good morning. All right. I just want to talk about the story I had going on. I called you last week, and I was the last caller, and I went down to Pocomo this weekend, caught some fish.
Okay.
I caught a variety of everything. Crappie, bass, yellow perch, bluegill.
Wow.
Oh, you had a great...
Yeah, it was a good day.
Sounds like it.
Even though the weather, you know, was... As soon as we launched the boat, it stopped raining. So
yeah, well, that's a good thing.
Yep.
With our luck, as soon as we launch the boat, it starts raining.
I like catching a variety of fish during the day, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, there's nothing wrong.
We didn't get to keep anything.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, you can go and fish and target a specific thing and catch all those you want to catch, you know, and that's your day. But you know, when you have a variety, I remember one of my most memorable fishing trips, and there were lots of them with my dad. We were fishing Deep Creek Lake, and we needed to be back. And I said, look, we haven't had a bite all day. Let's go anchor off this weed bed right at the 219 bridge. And we sat there and cleaned out our minnow bucket. We caught chain pickerel. We caught smallmouth bass. We caught yellow perch. We caught black crappie. We caught... rock bass. I caught a 10.5-inch rock bass, man. I'll tell you what, that was quite a catch, biggest one I ever caught. Just about anything and everything in that lake, and we just sat there and had a great time for about an hour and a half, you know?
Yeah, that was us. I mean, we've been going down here I've been going down here before my son was born. I'm 32 years or so. And
wow, cool.
We went down there. My dad passed away in October. We put some ashes down there because we loved that place.
I got it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. My son refuses to use any kind of, you know, live bait or anything.
Right, right.
He was jigging and I was minnowing. I was keeping up with what he was catching and...
Yeah, and he was keeping up with you.
Seth, so. That reminds me, when I was little, we used to go fishing off my dad's pier at his office, and we'd have a whole day of catching sunfish, white perch, yellow perch, bluegill, spot, a lot of spot, and just all kinds of different fish. You never knew what you were going to get.
That's right. My granddaughter caught the first fish. We probably caught, I don't know, 50 fish, but the crappie just wasn't, you know, another 3 inches, maybe I'd have kept them, but they just wasn't there yet.
I got it. All right,
sounds
buddy.
Like
well, thanks for the call.
Day.
All right. Let me give a yell out to my boys. He's called Jigged Up Customs, and look it up. And he makes.
Well, no, we're not going to do that. Now, listen.
I got you.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your understanding. All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Miss Fran, and then we will take our second break. Good morning, Fran.
Morning, Fran.
Yeah. Yes, good morning, Alan and Robin. I've got a joke or two for you.
Okay.
Try to tell one. All right. The first one is interpretation from a child's point of view. Little boy went to Sunday school. And he remembered in his lesson, his interpretation, that people were made from the dust of the earth.
Right.
So he went to his room, and he come running out, screaming, "Dad, Dad, come quick. You got to see this." And he said, "What is it? Somebody's coming or going under my bed."
That's a good one.
All right,
from dust to dust, right?
I'm going to try to fix it. Okay, you know how they have it now. This is about trying to break the law, okay? This guy wanted this job so bad, and they were hiring plenty of people, but he knew that he would be tested for drugs, and he didn't know how he was going to get past that. So he came up with a scheme to let his sister go in and pull a switch.
Yeah.
Well, they came out and said, "Okay, you passed the drug test. You're hired for the. You're eligible to be hired." And he was jumping up and down, screaming. He was so happy. He says, "But I've got some bad news too." He said, "What could be bad news? You're pregnant."
Had to be.
That is a good one, friend. That's funny.
All right. Well, you two take care.
All righty. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, you know where fishermen get their hair cut?
No.
The bobbin shop. Bobber shop.
The barber shop.
I got to get it right.
Hey, Robin, where do fishermen get their hair cut?
I can't say it now. I blew that one. Okay, never mind.
You know where?
Bobber shop.
Yeah. Do you know where sheep get their hair cut?
Where?
At the Baba shop. I know. Okay.
Break time.
Hey, it's time for Clyde's Sport Shop. Let's go fishing sale. Now through Sunday, March 14th, everything's on sale for perch and trout. You can save on premium monofilament line wound on your spool for half price, starting at 1 cent per yard. Take your empty spools in and get them filled up. All the Shakespeare rods and reels are on sale, including the Ugly Stick. The Fluger rods and reels are on sale. The Penn Spinning reels are on sale, featuring the Battle 2 series. Kids' combos and fishing kits are also on sale. All trolling lures are on sale, including Clark spoons and Sea Striker planers. For live and frozen bait and minnows and St. Croix rods, fishing license, rod repairs, terminal tackle, and everything for rockfish and crabbing, visit Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week, and it's the Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. Save now at Clyde Sports Shop. Let me see here. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. If you're looking for a new backyard grill, Backyard Billy's is the place to go. Pellet grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg grills and Kamado Joe grills are at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs for real fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow? Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. And don't forget about those fire rings and fire pits. Nice ones. Some of the nicest you'll find anywhere in the world are at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. And take a look. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies, Hearth America is open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore?
What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What happened, buddy? We were rolling with George Jones there for a long time.
Studio Gremlin. Anyhow, we're all set.
All right. Any callers? Anybody online?
No, sir.
Oh, well, we're at the end of the show. So Robin's telling jokes, and I'm sitting here going, where's Chris? And George Jones is high-tech rednecking it. And so, hey, we have fun. So we do invite you to join us on our Facebook page and like our Facebook page. We have stepped up our game on the social media for the Outdoors and Radio Show. Take a look at ellisoutdoors.com website. You can read all about the radio show on there. You can go and see the you can pick your podcast. That's the best place to listen to the podcast. We've got a lot of people listening to the show, you know, that miss it on Saturdays from 5 to 7. Yes, ma'am?
I got to end this with something when you're ready. Another joke.
Well, go ahead and tell your joke.
No, because we were talking about, you know, hunting, and if we ever had to do it, we could tell what to do for the men for hunting on the weekends or whatever.
Okay.
It says, mother-to-daughter advice. Cook a man a fish, and you can feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, and you can get rid of him for the whole blasted weekend.
See, I like that. That's mm-hmm. good. That's good. No problem.
John said, we're not on.
We're not on? Why aren't we on?
I don't know.
Chris, we're not on.
Yes, we are.
We are.
Maybe John couldn't hear us.
Maybe something happened to the app. I don't know. But anyway, here we are. We'll keep going. We're not going to stop just because we're not
on. Streaming went silent.
Huh?
Streaming went silent.
Streaming went silent. Wonder why. Internet. Internet.
What did the fisherman say to the card magician?
To the card magician?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what.
Take a card. Any card.
Pick. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You got any more? Because I'd like to really talk about stuff that's going on.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
That's all right. Social media. I don't like it, but we have to use it. So like our Facebook page, the Outdoors and Radio Show. Visit Ellis Outdoors. That's our website. You can link to any of the businesses, in particular Bucks, Bears, Stags, because we've got some events coming up on Bucks, Bears, and Stags. And link to their Facebook page, too. We got 4,200 and some people that are following and liking us on Bucks, Bears, Stags. We've measured deer antlers and bear skulls for the big game records here in Maryland. We are having a measuring event on the Lower Eastern Shore at Princess Anne at Winks Sporting Goods. That's next Saturday, 10 to 4. You can come out and meet some members of the BBS team and get your deer measured up, and that would be three of our guys will be on hand to measure. And you may be in the next record book coming out in 2023. So get familiar with that. All right. Robin?
Okay.
Time to say something.
Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Be nice to people. It only takes one person. Okay.